The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at Dowdy Hawkins Gym, our national anthem here this evening, and just about ready to get things underway. First off, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they'll start the same way they've started throughout the season. It'll be Kara Kilgore, 5'8 junior, Capri Ferguson, a 5'7 senior, Alexis Edgerson, a 5'4 junior. In the post, you'll have Antonia Kistler, a 5'8 junior, and Soraya Boyd, a 5'8 junior. Streaks, of course, head coach Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels and Kelsey Legg. For the Pekin Dragons, the young lady hit the 9 threes in the game. Emily Matthews is a senior. Zoe Korma, just a sophomore. Allie Lamb, another sophomore. Sierra Sitter is a junior. And Lexi Kessler is a senior for the Pekin Dragons. The Streaks in their road black with silver numbers and black and white trim. The Dragons in their home white, red numbers, and black and red trim. Of course, their head coach is Brett McGinnis, assisted by Chris Neville. The Streaks with a record of 11-3 on the year. The Dragons come in with a record of 6-7. Just about ready to get things underway here tonight as they're introducing the Pekin starting line. Now, the reason we try to get the PA guy to hold our wireless mic and take care of it. The trip up and down here was too much, and I didn't know that I'd be able to get down there to get it after the game or to him be able to bring it up to me, so we just decided to go this route here tonight. And if Eric was here, it'd be a different story, but Eric's on assignment tonight, so instead we decided to go this route here this evening. All right, the Galesburg Silver Streaks Pekin Dragons just about ready to get things tipped off. The final activity before the holidays, of course, Christmas coming up this weekend, and the Mattoon Holiday Tournament will come up next week. Galesburg High boys are in action tomorrow night at John Thiel Gym, their final action before their holiday tournament down at Taylorville next week. And Brad and Jason will have that action for you tomorrow night. And that'll be an earlier start. We'll talk about that one coming up. They'll take on the Danville Vikings tomorrow night at John Thiel Gym. All right, just about ready to get things underway. The Pekin cheerleading crew, they have their cheerleading skirts on, but they're all wearing either red or green shirts, or some are wearing white over them, Christmas sweaters over them too. So they got a big, big crew of them. All right, Streaks on the floor in their black. It'll be Soraya Boyd in the center circle, and she will step in against the sophomore Zoe Korma. And Soraya, 5'8", I'm guessing Korma is maybe 5'6". So I'm expecting Soraya to win this tip, as she has in the past, and Pekin just set up for defense now. Ball's up, tip one by Soraya, tips to Capri, to Kiera. Nice pass to Alexis running for a great way to open the game. That was a nice play by the Streaks. Up and in, Streaks lead 2-0. They come out with full court pressure. Kiera with the assist on that one. This is Korma across midcourt, met by Capri Ferguson. Out high left side, now dribbles back to the right. Down the left side of the lane, kicks out to the left baseline. It's Sierra Sitter for three, missed it, and the rebound kept alive, but Alexis Edgerson thought the same thing. She was running back this way. I thought it went off Korma last, but they said it went off the Streaks, and it'll be Matthews to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Korma, misses the shot, rebound Antonia Kistler for the Streaks. 2-0 Galesburg. Kiera stops left side, 15-footer just left of the free throw line, no good. Rebound comes away to Korma for Pekin. 7:14 to play first quarter, 2-0 Streaks lead. Down the left baseline, this is Kessler with it. Out high, top of the key, three-pointer fired by Matthews up, missed it. Rebound, Antonia Kistler. That's her second of the game. And Capri Ferguson will bring it down right of the center circle. Gets to Antonia Kistler on the big dragon in the middle of the floor. Left wing, Alexis Edgerson. Picks up, gives to Kiera, top of the key. Nice look underneath. Antonia Kistler lays it up, missed it though. Rebound tapped out. And coming away with it is Kessler for Pekin. Couldn't quite get that one to fall. Nice look from Kiera to Antonia. Couldn't get it to fall. 2-0 streak, 6:35 to play first quarter. Kessler out high left side. Looks for help. Now bounces for Cora between the circles, or Korma. Korma holding on. Good defense by the Streaks. Kessler out high on the left side, guarded by Soraya Boyd. 6:20 to play. Top of the key. That's Sitter faking the three. Now Matthews dribbles to the free throw line. Top of the key. Korma goes down the left side of the lane, lays it up and got it. So Pekin on the board. They were very patient. Now quickly back the other way. Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Now drives baseline, gets inside, lays it up. No, but she is fouled. And who's it going to go against? There's two white jerseys there. I think it was Kessler. We'll see who they indicate. Nope, they went 23 rather than 32. So Allie Lamb picks up the first foul. That'll put Alexis Edgerson at the free throw line with two shots for the streak. She's got her only 2 points. First free throw is up, short. 6:04 to play first quarter. We're tied at two. Alexis Edgerson is a 5'4 junior guard for the streak. Second shot is up and good. She's got all three of the streak's points. They lead 3-2, 6:04 to play first quarter. Full court pressure. Ball got away, and now it's knocked away by Capri Ferguson. Korma gets it back, brings it across left side. Left baseline it goes. Three-pointer up and no good. Rebound weak side. Antonia Kistler with another. It's her third rebound of the game. That shot was put up by Lamb. This is Capri Ferguson out high left side. Goes top of the key, gives to Kiera Kilgore. She'll fire the three out high right side. Too strong. And the rebound's going to fall out of bounds, and the Dragons will bring it the length of the court with 5:37 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2. So fortunately for the Streaks, Dragons haven't gotten one of those threes to fall. That can be worrisome. They don't have a great record, but if they get a night where they're really hot from beyond the arc, you could be in trouble. But one of the big things, and Coach Daniels talked about this, is the rebounds off those misses that can come long sometimes. Matthews, top of the key, it goes to Lamb, right wing, Korma. Gets to Kessler, mid-post, takes a dribble. Nice bounce pass underneath for Lamb up off the glass and in. Allie Lamb with her first basket. It's a 4-3 Pekin lead. 5:12 to play first quarter. Full court pressure. Streaks get across easily. This is Kiera Kilgore right high on the left side. Picks up, gets to Soraya Boyd between the circles. Now at high right side, goes to Capria. Gets knocked away, tried to get to Kiera, posted up. Lamb got there. Too much traffic. Streaks will have it on the right baseline. First substitution of the game. Checking in for Pekin is, let's see, I thought it was 22, but it's 20. Lydia Powell, a senior, her hair is on. Now the Streaks turn it over on the inbound. Under five to play, first quarter, Streaks trail 4-3. This is Korma across midcourt in the center circle, met by Capri Ferguson, right wing. It goes to Cunningham, or rather Matthews. Matthews on the dribble, picks up, gives to Kessler out high right side. Now Matthews, top of the key, left wing to Lamb. Top of the key, this is Powell into the game, and she nails the three. Lydia Powell hits the three. Comes off the bench cold and puts one in. 7-3 Pekin, 4:25 to play first quarter. Kiera Kilgore across midcourt, left side, and now they're going to call a push on Korma. Had the hand on her the whole way and gets the call. That is her first, second team foul on Pekin. Lily Clark up. And she'll check in, as does Juniper Schwartzman, replacing Antonia Kistler and Alexis Edgerson. Kiera Kilgore to inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Juniper Schwartzman, left wing. Out high it goes to Capri Ferguson, top of the key, right wing, Lily Clark. Lily puts it on the floor, dribbles left, gives to Juniper between the circles. Pass got tabbed, Juniper able to run it down. Now Capri Ferguson left side, left baseline goes to Soraya Boyd, puts up with a little 10-footer, good. Soraya Boyd with her first basket, assist to Capri Ferguson. 7-5 Pekin, just under 4 minutes to play first quarter. Korma brings it across, right wing goes to Matthews. Matthews working against Lily Clark. Now it's Lamb out high on the right side to Powell. Powell top of the key to Kessler. Now Korma with it out high on the left side. very patient with their offense. Right wing, this is Powell. Top of the key, Matthews. Now it's Kessler out high on the left side. Korma with it, penetrates inside the free throw line, gets between the defenders, laid it up and in. Good move by the sophomore Korma. She's got four, and it's 9-5 Pekin. 3:25 to play first quarter. Kiera Kilgore, top of the key, Soraya Boyd. Out high right side, it is Capri Ferguson. Top of the key, Lily Clark. Thought about the three, they closed out on her. Now gets to Kiera out on the left side. She picks up and gives to Capri out near the center circle. Bounces for Juniper Schwartzman, top of the key. Now she'll bounce to Soraya. Right wing, it goes to Capri. Now Lily Clark fires a three, top of the key. Too strong. Rebound comes out long to Matthews for Pekin. 2:54 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 9-5. Matthews right wing to Lamb. Lamb looks over the defense, and we have an offensive foul. Who's that against? It's going to go against Matthews. Yeah, I didn't see. It must have been an illegal screen. So Matthews picks up her first. That is three team fouls now on Pekin. Addie McLaughlin in. She replaces Capri Ferguson. In with Kiera Kilgore, Juniper Schwartzman, Soraya Boyd, Lily Clark. Addie will set the offense. She'll bring it across right side. Gets to Juniper Schwartzman between the circles. Picks up, bounces for Soraya Boyd. Dangerous pass near a steal. Soraya keeps it. Now a nice look underneath to Kiera. Up and under it in. Nice look from Soraya Boyd to Kiera Kilgore. Soraya gets the assist. And it's 9-7 Pekin, 2:25 to play first quarter. Korma on the dribble between the circles. Out high left side to Lamb. Working against Kiera. Kiera got a hand on the ball. Couldn't quite get the steal, though. Left wing, it goes to, Lamb. Excuse me, it's Cadence Covert in, a freshman. She traveled with it. So each team with one turnover, 9-7 streaks trail, 2:13 to play here in the first quarter. Kiera against full court pressure, gets it across right of the center circle. On the dribble against Korma, dribbles left, gets to Soraya. Now Eddie McLaughlin out high right side. Gets to Lily, top of the key. Stops and gives to Kiera, left wing. She'll fire the three, short. Rebound comes out long to Juniper Schwartzman. And we've got a call, and there's a push. And that is going to go against whom? That would be Zoe Korma, and that is her second foul. That's 14 fouls now on Pekin. Streaks yet to commit a foul. 1:49 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 9-7. Inbound to Lily Clark. Penetrate, stops, 14-footer, left side of the lane, good. Lily drives, dribbles, puts it up and in. We are tied at 9, 1:40 to play here in the first quarter. Lily Clark playing with some great confidence the last few games. On the run with it, this is Sitter. Picks up, looks for help. Left wing goes to Matthews, fires a long three, good. We know she can shoot. She hit 9 in the game already this year. Now 12-9 Pekin. Addie McLaughlin across midcourt, right side, right wing, Lily Clark. And now a travel called on Lily. I couldn't see her foot. Must have picked up the pivot foot. That's two streak turnovers. Back in Alexis Edgerson and Capri Ferguson. Also, who else came back in? Antonia Kistler there and there with Kiera and Juniper. 1:15 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 12-9. Matthews on the dribble. Right wing knocked away by Capri Ferguson. Capri thought maybe it went off of Sitter, but the official says no. Back to Pekin. They'll inbound from the far sideline in front of the big dragon painting on the bleachers down there. I'm assuming that's where their student fans sit during boys games. And it comes to Matthews out high right side. Matthews right at the center circle down working against Alexis Edgerson. Dribbles to the right wing. Where's the five call? Are we even counting? And now they get it to Sitter. She finally got rid of it. Right baseline. Powell brings it back out to the wing with under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Top of the key, this is Covert. And ooh, yep. Capri went for the steal, made a little contact with Sitter, and that'll be the first team foul on the streaks, first foul on Capri. 49.6 to play first quarter. It's 12-9 Pekin. Powell to inbound from the near sideline near the streaks bench. Into the backcourt it goes to Matthews. She's met by Alexis Edgerson. Crosses over, dribbles right, stops, now gets left wing to Powell. Top of the key it goes to Covert. With 35 to play. Covert working against Juniper Schwartzman. Now to Matthews between the circles. Left wing, this is Lamb. Left baseline, it goes to Sitter, knocked away, and it's going to go off of Capri last. Good hands by Capri. Couldn't quite reel it in. Knocked it out of bounds. And 26.6 to play in the quarter. Pekin will inbound from the left baseline, leading 12-9. Matthews to inbound. It comes left wing to Lamb. Fires a long three way off the mark. Rebound Antonia Kistler. That is her fourth of the ball game. 19 seconds to play. Down court and the Streaks turn it over. Overthrew Alexis. She got a hand on it. That was about it. So the third turnover by the Streaks with 10 seconds to play. This is Matthews on the dribble. Goes behind the back. Now a seven. Top of the key. Lamb traveled there. No call. Now Matthews. A long three from the left wing. Good. She's getting heated up. That is her second. And time runs out in the first quarter. It is the Pekin Dragons 15, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Got the basketball to start the second quarter. This is Matthews, met by Kier Kilgore. Picks up, Streaks have dropped back into a zone now, 1-3-1 zone. Now out high comes to Lamb, three-pointer up, Nora Sitter, and she's fouled. And going to go to the line for three. Yeah, Juniper jumped out at her a little bit too late. So that is the second team foul, first foul on Juniper Schwartzman. That's going to put, oh no, they say it was, they wasn't on the shot. They're going to say it was after the shot. Okay, and I think we got a break on that one. Sometimes in that, it was the motion. She had let the ball go, but sometimes they still give them the benefit of the doubt. So that one was on the floor. Inbound comes to Kessler. Now it is Sitter with it. Back to Matthews, left baseline. Three-pointer blocked by Alexis Edgerson. Now Matthews goes over back to get the rebound. Great block by Alexis Edgerson. Now a steal by Soraya Boyd. Soraya down the left side, left hand, lays it up off the glass, too strong. And Alexis Edgerson with the rebound. Leans in, puts it up, took some contact, couldn't hit it, but she's going to go to the free throw line. So Soraya Boyd with the steal, the block by Alexis Edgerson, and Alexis goes to the free throw line. Who did the foul go against that time? Didn't catch it. And Alexis misses the first. She's one of three now. Let's see, trying to see who the foul may have gone against. Matthews has one. And Alexis hits the second. She's got 4 points. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Matthews nearly turns it over, and oh, Mel Kessler got back a hold of the ball and traveled with a no call, gets it across. This is Sitter down the right side, right wing, goes to Covert. Back to Sitter, top of the key, it's Lamb. Now Matthews with it out high left side, 15-10 Pekin. Covert out high on the right side. Now it's Matthews, top of the key, 7:05 to play first half, 15-10 Pekin. High post goes to Kessler, right wing. This is Covert, dribbles cut off by Juniper Schwartzman. Good defense by the Streaks. Lamb with it out high on the right side, or rather it's Sitter. Sierra Sitter brings it back out between the circles with under seven to play first half. Sitter on the dribble, right side. Inside Kessler and a steal by Juniper Schwartzman. Third Pekin turnover. Juniper has it. Now Soraya Boyd down high right side. It goes to Capri Ferguson. Back door to Soraya. Left side. Lay it up. Too strong. Missed it. Now gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Alexis Edgerson. Now Kiara with it. Kiara top of the key on the dribble. Crosses over. Gets picked from Soraya. Now down the right side lane. Opens up. Up off the glass. Too strong. Might have taken some contact. And the rebound comes away to the Dragons. 6:12 to play here in the first half. 15-10 Pekin. This is Matthews. Very, very deliberate with their offense. And it's a killer when they end up getting open three and hitting it after all the time they run off the clock. Right baseline. This is Kessler with it. Now Matthews and their head coach, Brett McGinnis, calls a timeout. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:52 to play in the first half. It's Pekin 15, Galesburg 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
First half, Streaks Trail, Pekin 15-10. Tom Erdith, Dowdy Hawkins Gym. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, driving one out of the rental fleet tonight. Yep, they have a great rental fleet driving a really nice 2022 Nissan Rogue. It'll get you around. They've got the whole fleet, the economy, compact SUV, which we're driving tonight, intermediate SUV, full size, premium SUV, large SUV pickups, all within their rental fleet. And, of course, if you buy new there, Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Matthews gets trapped up, finally gets it off to Kessler on the right wing. Underneath, a near steal by Soraya Boyd. Ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. Nope. Should go. Yeah, Streaks basketball is they went to the floor, and who was it? I think it was, I'm not sure who that was. Somebody new into the ballgame. That was Kreitzer, and that's the fourth Pekin turnover. Streaks chance to cut into the lead. Kara Kilgore out high on the left side. Back to Capri Ferguson. And the Streaks nearly turn it over. Nope, they're going to say she dribbled it on the mid-court line. She lost the handle on the pass. Not sure that the ball bounced on the half-court line or not, but because she kind of walked the tightrope and kept her feet on this side of the court. But that is four Streaks turnovers now. Things not going too well for the Streaks so far here this evening. Left baseline, three is up. That is short. And the rebound, Soraya Boyd for the Streaks. That was Lamb that shot the three. Kiera, left wing. Penetrates right side. Up the runner. Got it. Nope, they're going to call it on the floor ahead of the shot. Foul goes against Matthews. That's her second. And that is now the 16th foul on Pekin. Hopefully the Streaks will get to the line and hit some here tonight as they're going to be at the line from here on out. 5 minutes to play. That's the 16th foul. 15-10 Pekin leads. Inbound comes to Juniper Forbes. And right back to Kiera down on the right block. And a push. And that's called on Sierra Sitter, and that's going to put Kiera at the free throw line. So Sitter with the foul. Kiera at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. 15-11, Lily Clark back in, as is Antonia Kissler in with Kiera, Soraya Capri. Second shot for Kiera is up, and that is good. 15-12, Streaks with full court pressure. Matthews went to the bench after picking up that second foul. Pekin breaks the pressure. Left wing, this is Powell with it. Brings it back out and gives to Sitter between the circles. Sitter dribbles right. Now this is Powell between the circles working against Antonia Kissler. Now it's Kessler with it. Left baseline, Sitter, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, put back up and no good. And Kiera gets fouled again. She's going to walk it back this way, go to the free throw line. The second rebound was, who was that? Kreitzer. Now Kiera brought the second one down and gets fouled. And we'll walk it back this way. She'll go back to the free throw line. That is the first foul on Kreitzer. So Kiera at the free throw line with another chance of the one and bonus. First shot is up and good. Streaks are going to need these tonight. Points have been hard to come by. 15-13, 4:28 to play. Addie McLaughlin back in, giving Capri Ferguson a breather with 4:28 to play. First half, Streaks trail 15-13. Now make it 15-14 as Kiera perfect from the free throw line. She's got six now, and it's 15-14. Full court pressure. And it comes to midcourt to Covert, or rather that's Powell, gets it across. Now it's Sitter with it. Top of the key, it goes to Lamb. Lamb working against Lily Clark. Right side, it goes to Covert. Covert picks up. Top of the key, it goes to Kreitzer. 4:10 to play. Kreitzer dribbles right. Out high left side to Powell. Powell bounces for Kessler. Turn around, five-footer is no good. Rebound kept up and kept alive by Kreitzer. And now we got a tie-up on her miss, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court, and Pekin will drop back this time. 3:56 to play first half. It is Pekin 15, Galesburg 14. Streaks with an opportunity to take the lead, first time since 2-0. And it goes to Kiera. Turns, and I don't know how she got that pass on the feed from Soraya between two white jerseys. She pulled it away and left him behind her, laid it up and in, and give Soraya an assist on that one. And now a steal by the Streaks. Five turnovers, three-pointer right side, Addy no good. And Soraya Boyd with a rebound. Antonia with it. Now Soraya, right wing, Addy McLaughlin. Dribbles right baseline, a little runner-up and got blocked from behind. And Kessler comes down with it. Now ball is loose, goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up again. This time the arrow points toward Pekin. 16-15, Streaks lead, 3:14 to play first half. Just been kind of a slow, boring game for the Streaks. They'd like to be a little more up-tempo, but Pekin very, very deliberate on the offensive end. But the Streaks, this full-court pressure has had an effect on them a little bit. They've got five turnovers now, Streaks with four. Inbound, full-court pressure, and it comes to Sitter. Picked it up, nearly traveled with it, trapped up. Goes back cross-court to Powell, still under our basket. Now bounces, and a near steal by Addy McLaughlin. Oh, now a push called on Addy, and what happened there was Lamb was going after the ball and just tripped and fell. And Addy was in the general vicinity. There was no push there. That's unfortunate for Addy McLaughlin getting that call. That was just, the girl just tripped and fell. And that got them out of a jam also. So now Streaks will drop back, pick him up in midcourt. Sitter brings it across, left side. Left wing, it goes to Powell. Powell pass knocked away by Kiera Kilgore. To Soraya, back to Kiera, bounces left side for Addy running the floor, left hand up and in. Addy McLaughlin with her first basket, the assist to Kiera Kilgore. And it's 18-15, 3 points, big lead for the Streaks, and a near steal by Lily Clark on the inbound, knocked it out of bounds, and the Dragons will have to inbound down at our baseline once again. This time able to break the pressure, they get it into Covert, she gets it across midcourt, right side. 2:38 to play first half, 18-15 Streaks. Top of the key, Sitter fakes three, penetrates, a little runner in the paint, up and no good. Rebound, Kiera Kilgore. That's her second of the ball game, and she'll bring it up herself. Nice look down to Antonia. Kistler running the floor, lays it up and in. Great fast break, and that's how you beat the slow pace. Get it up, get it down there, and score. Third assist for Kiera. Now a kick on the inbound, and it'll go back to Pekin. 20-15, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks, with 2:18 to play here in the first half. Full court pressure again. And it's stolen by Soraya Boyd. Soraya right side up off the glass. Can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. Nope. Going to be tied up now. So Soraya with the steal. Couldn't get the shot to fall. And now another turnover by Pekin. And the possession over this time points toward the Streak. So Kiera to inbound from the right baseline. 2:13 to play in the half. And it comes Antonia back to Kiera down to the right block. Up off the glass. No. But she is fouled. And which one are they going to call? It's either Kreitzer. Does go against Kreitzer. That's her second foul. And that'll put Kiera back at the free throw line with two more shots. She's got eight in the ball game and make it nine. Back in, Juniper Schwartzman, Alexis Edgerson, as Lily Clark and Antonia Kistler get a break. 2:09 to play. 21-15 is the Streaks lead. Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line. Second shot is up and perfect. Kiera, 6-for-6 from the line tonight. 22-15 is the Streaks' lead. Full court pressure again, and it comes to Sitter. Sitter across midcourt last night, pushing off on Alexis Edgerson. The officials didn't see it. Near steal by Juniper, but they get it down to the right baseline, and that is Covert with it. Inside, Lamb gets away, puts it up, got it, and a foul's going to be called on Capri. Got her from behind. That'll be her second foul. So Lamb gets it up and in. And has a chance at the traditional three-point play with 1:55 to play in the half. 22-17 is the Streaks' lead. Galesburg trailed 15-9 at the end of the first quarter. Shot is up and in. So Lamb completes a three-point play. That's their first free throw attempt of the ball game. 22-18, Capri Ferguson with it. On the dribble down the right side lane. Nice dump off to Soraya Boyd. Lays it up and in. Soraya wide open. Capri drew the defender. Soraya lays it up and in with a left hand. And the assist to Capri Ferguson, 24-18. Right wing, Covert with it. Picks up, gives to Sitter. She'll fire the three. Missed it. Rebound comes. Oh, and went over Juniper's back, and she was able to corral the rebound still. Nice job keeping with it. Now Soraya, or Kiera drives down the floor left side. Got hammered, though. Couldn't get the shot to fall. The foul is going to go against, I believe, Covert. Yep, Candace Covert picks up the foul. And that is her first. No, that's her second. I'm sorry. So Kiera back at the free throw line with two more. This one is up and good. She's got 11 points. 25-18, the streak's lead. Capri and Soraya get a break as Addie McLaughlin and Antonia Kistler check back in. Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line. Second shot is up and good. Running out of room on the second quarter for my scorebook for Kiera with all those free throws. Full court pressure. Nearly lost it. Now this is Covert on the far sideline and still not across. Now gets it across. Nearly went over and back. Now cross court it goes to Lamb. Lamb left side, left baseline. It goes to Powell, misses the three, and the rebound, I'm going to say it went off of Antonia last, and it'll go back to the Dragons with 1:04 to play in the half. Streaks leading 26-18. It'll be Kreitzer to inbound from the left baseline. In it comes. Oh, and a foul and one. Who are they going to call? Shot up and good by Covert. And who's the foul going to go against? Addie McLaughlin. That's her second. Covert gets the shot up and in. That's her first basket. Chance at the three-point play with 1:02 to play in the half. Streaks leading 26-20. Covert, the freshman, at the foul line. Her shot is up and good. So they've hit the only two free throws they've attempted, and it's 26-21, 60 seconds to play in the half. Addie McLaughlin across midcourt right side. Juniper Forsman between the circles. Left wing, Alexis Edgerson. Dribbles right, top of the key. Kiera turns, fires a three. Good! She is on fire. Kiera Kilgore with the three. Alexis Edgerson with the assist, and it's 29-21, 43 seconds to play. Ooh, I thought Sitter lost it out of bounds. They're going to say it went off of Soraya last. She knocked it out of bounds. So 42.5 to play in the half. 29-21 streaks, full court pressure. It'll be Kreitzer to inbound. Soraya up playing the ball. And it comes to Powell. Powell gets it across midcourt, right side. Right wing goes to Sitter. 35 seconds to play. Sitter picks it up, bounces right baseline for Kreitzer. Kreitzer fakes, bounces inside to Covert, missed the shot. Rebound Juniper Schwartzman for the streaks. This is Kiera, left wing. Spins toward the baseline. Pulls it back, and she'll pull it back out with 17 seconds to play. Now with 15, Kiera on the dribble with 14. Out near midcourt with 13. Working one-on-one, now with 10. Down the left side of the lane, Kiera crosses over, leans in, gets past the defenders, lays it up and in. What a nice move by Kiera Kilgore with 3 seconds to play, and time runs out. And the Streaks head into halftime with a 10-point lead. It is Galesburg 31, Pekin 21. Good second quarter by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They scored, let's see, what do we have? 22 in the second quarter. So, good quarter for the Streaks, hitting some free throws, and Kiera is just on fire in this one. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime show, run down the halftime scoreboard, halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 31-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
WGIL's Pick a Present is your chance to win gift cards for food, jewelry, car detailing, beauty products, housekeeping, and more. Weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL, listen for your chance to call in. You'll then select two of the numbered presents from our game board at WGIL.com. If the presents behind those numbers match, you win that present.
Pick a Present.
From Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply, Cole's Diamond Gallery, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, one of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-504-8609 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-504-8609. That's 800-504-8609. What do you have to lose? Call 800-504-8609. Again, 800-504-8609.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Dowdy Hawkins Gym, Pekin High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Pekin Dragons 31-21. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. The Streaks trailed 15-9 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Pekin 22-6 in that second quarter. Galesburg sophomores lost a tough one here tonight, 35-34. Had a couple, several opportunities, had a chance to run the clock out, just could not get it done, and they fall 35-34. Now, tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys are back in action. It'll be their final game before the holidays, as it'll be a non-conference game at John Thiel Gym. They will take on the Danville Vikings. Now, this is early start. This is a 6:30 scheduled tip for the varsity. So Brad Bedowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you. 6:10 for the pregame tomorrow night from John Thiel Gym. And then it's off to Taylorville for their tournament Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. And the girls will be down in Mattoon next week. And our first game will be on Tuesday afternoon against Sullivan, 1 o'clock in pool play. They'll turn around and play again at 4:30 in the afternoon against Champaign Central. And then on Wednesday, Streaks will play St. Anthony out of Effingham at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then those first three games in pool play will determine what time we'll play again on Wednesday evening. I guess it could be as early as 4 o'clock. That's if you lose all three games. But anywhere from 4 to 8:30. We're hoping for the 8:30 game, even though that's really, really late. But that means you've won your pool and heading for a possible championship game. And then the championship rounds or the bracket, the final day starts at 3 o'clock. With four games, the final game starting at 7:30. Of course, we're hoping to be playing in that 7:30 game next Thursday night. So the boys, again, when we get that schedule, we'll let you know what's happening there in Taylorville next week as well. We're at halftime. It is Galesburg 31, Pekin 21. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
drive by and think you're seeing things? I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
Our lives are filled with reminders. Upcoming event reminders fill your calendars. A group of elementary students in Galesburg have a special reminder just for you.
Hi, my name is Nikki from King School, inviting you to participate in acts of kindness today and every day in our community. Today's suggested act of kindness is forgive someone for a mistake. Help us grow kinder hearts in our community.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Seminary States in Galesburg, reminding you this could be a best time to consider selling your home and moving to a more worry-free lifestyle at the estates. A winter storm watch is in effect from 6 a.m. Thursday till 6 a.m. Saturday. As for the rest of the night, mostly cloudy, a low 14. Cloudy tomorrow, high 29. And cloudy tomorrow night, chance of snow overnight, a low 28. Right now, it's 19 at WGIL.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Leagues lead 31-21 at halftime. Dowdy Hawkins Gym at Beacon High School. Todd Erdith, Eric Gibson on assignment tonight. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kira Kilgore with 17 points. Three twos, a three, and 8 for 8 from the free throw line. 4 points for Alexis Edgerson on a basket and 2 for 4 from the line. 4 for Soraya Boyd on 2 baskets, 2 apiece on baskets for Lily Clark, Addie McLaughlin, and Antonia Kissler. Streaks 10 for 12 from the line, had the 1 3-pointer in the first half. The Dragons were led by Emily Matthews, 6 points on a couple of threes, 5 points for Allie Lamb on 2 baskets and a free throw, 3 points for Lydia Powell on a three, 3 for Cadence Covert on a basket and free throw, 4 points for Zoe Korma on a couple of baskets. The Dragons 2 for 2 from the line, and they hit the 3 3-pointers all in the first quarter. Streaks turned the ball over 4 times. Did a pretty good job taking care of it. They forced 7 Pekin turnovers, running some full-court pressure. Really hurt Pekin when Matthews went out. She's obviously their best scorer and best shooter, also their best ball handler, but she went out with 2 fouls, and the Streaks' full-court pressure really had an effect after that. Let's see. Antonio with 4 rebounds in the first half. Soraya, 3. Juniper with 3. Kira with 2. 3 assists for Kira as well, so she's filling up the stat sheet. Again, Alexis with a with 1 block shot. Soraya with a couple of steals. Juniper with a steal as well. All right, halftime here, 31-21. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation, all streaks, road games. Not a whole lot going on in the used department. If you want new Nissans, they've got them. They're getting them in, and you can get yours. And the home of the lifetime warranty, that's right, lifetime powertrain warranty. And you've got that peace of mind when you buy from Galesburg Nissan. Also, they've got a great rental fleet. Now, that's what we've been driving throughout the season so far, a really nice 2022 Nissan Rogue. It's part of their rental fleet. If you need something to get somewhere, you got somebody in town for the holidays and they need a vehicle to get around, there you go, Galesburg Nissan. They have a great fleet of rental cars, and you can check them out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. All right, second half, Pekin with the basketball, getting things underway. 31-21, Streaks lead. Matthews back in. She's got the basketball, met by Kiara Kilgore. Near steal by Soraya Boyd over on the far sideline. Knocked it away. Goes out of bounds. The Dragons will get it back. Good hustle by Soraya. Streak starters out there. Capri Ferguson, Alexis Edgerson, Kiara Kilgore, Soraya Boyd, Antonia Kissler. This is Matthews for Pekin. Dribbles left. Left baseline. It goes to Lamb. Cross-court it to Sitter. Now back to the left corner. Lamb. Now down the right block. Kessler kicks it back out to Sitter, right wing. Dribbles in, back to the right wing. It goes to Korma. Dribbles in, drives, splits the defenders, lays it up and in. Zoe Korma, her first basket's in the first quarter, and it's 31-23 Streaks. 7.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Capri Ferguson left side to Soraya Boyd down the left block, up off the glass and in. 6 for Soraya, assist for Capri Ferguson. That's her third of the ball game, and the Streaks with full court pressure. Korma with it. looking for help, gets it back to Matthews. Matthews behind the back, still on the backcourt, 7-11. Now Sitter finally gets it across. Nope, 10-second call. Great defense by the Streaks. 8 turnovers in the ballgame now. We haven't seen too many of those called this year, and I thought it had to be getting close. So the turnover forced by the Streaks on the full court pressure. 33-23, Streaks lead. Antonia Kissler gives to Soraya Boyd, right wing. Capri Ferguson fires the three, short. Rebound weak side comes down to Korma for Pekin. Korma on the dribble, right side, and her pass stolen away by Capri Ferguson. Capri with the steal, brings it back the other way. On the dribble, right side, gets picked for Soraya, stops right baseline, fires a 10-footer, good! Capri Ferguson with the steal and the hoop. Her first basket of the night, and make it 35-23 Streaks. Full court pressure, Matthews gets to Kessler, and she'll get it across midcourt, right of the center circle, very unsure ball handler, and now a steal caused by Capri, or rather Kiera. Kiera down the left side on the pass from Soraya, lays it up and in. That's 19 for Kiera Kilgore, and a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Pekin head coach Brett McGinnis. So another turnover. It was Kiera that initially knocked that ball away, and Soraya came up with it for the Streaks. I'm going to give Kiera the steal on that one because she's the one that caused that. 6:16 to play here in the third, and the Streaks now with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 37-23. And I think Pekin, that the full court pressure is really wearing on them, and it's speeded the game up. As we talked about in the first quarter, they like to play really, really slow, very deliberate on offense, and they haven't been able to do that. Streaks have sped them up. And now with the lead, it's tough when you play that style of basketball to try to come from behind and getting in a hurry. Great Streaks defense. And they'll come back out with a full court pressure. It'll be Covert, or rather it'll be Sitter to inbound. Covert went that way. Now she came back out. Sitter will inbound for Pekin. And it comes to Korma. Back to Matthews. Matthews on the dribble. Picks up. That was a mistake. Now looking for help. Looking. Finally, long down court pass gets to Korma. And it's knocked away from behind by Kiera Kilgore, but Korma gets it back. Now in the paint, it was Lamb. Got a little bounce there. And a little runner in the paint gets it up and in. So they got a break there, got it up and in. Now Alexis Ederson for three, right wing, good! Alexis Ederson with her 7th point of the ball game, and it's 40-25 Streaks. This is Sitter across midcourt, left side on the run, left corner it goes to Lamb. Now the pass knocked away. Oh, I'm going to call a push from behind either Capri or Antonia. I think it might be Antonia on this one. We'll see. Does go against Antonia Kissler. That will be her first foul. And Juniper Schwartzman will come in and replace her. 5:36 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 40-25. It'll be Matthews to inbound from the left baseline for Pekin. And it comes to Covert, left wing. Out high goes to Korma. Out high right side it goes to Powell. Powell looking over the defense. Now gets to Matthews out between the circles. Bounces for Covert, out high on the right side, working against Soraya Boyd. Now Lamb for three out high on the left side, airballed it, and it's going to fall out of bounds. She tried to flop a little bit as Capri turned to block her out. Ball falls out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it the other way. 5:15 to play in the third. Streaks with a 40-25 lead. Capri on the dribble right side and tried to make a wraparound pass and took some contact in the process and threw it away. First turnover by the Streaks here in the second half. Just 5 for the game for the Streaks. 15-point lead, 40-25, 5:09 to play, third quarter. Streaks drop back and pick up at half court. Matthews brings it across, met by Kiera Kilgore. Streaks in a 1-3-1 zone. Now Kiera knocks it into the backcourt. Korma able to come up with it. Now back to Matthews across midcourt right side. Kiera on the defense. Matthews picks up looking for help. Might get a 5 call here, and she finally gets rid of it, and it's knocked away by Juniper, but Powell comes up with it. Now Korma, left corner, goes to Lamb. She fires a 3, missed it. Long rebound comes down to Powell in the right corner. Bounces back out to Matthews, 4:39 to play. Korma, top of the key, fakes, dribbles in, little 5-footer up, and took some contact. I think it's going to go against Juniper. Missed the shot, and that will be the second foul on Juniper Schwartzman. That'll put Zoe Korma at the free throw line with 2 shots. She's got 6 points in the game. 40-25 Streaks, 4:33 to play here in the third quarter. First shot up and no good. That's their first miss from the line. Lily Clark comes in. She'll give Alexis Ederson a break. 4:33 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 40-25. They outscored Pekin 22-6 in the second quarter after trailing 15-9 at the end of the first quarter. Second free throw up and good for Korma, make it 40-26. Capri brings it down. Now Jennifer Schwartzman out high. Lily Clark left wing with it. Underneath it goes to Soraya down the block. A little five-footer, no good, but she's pushed. And that's going to be the third, I believe, yep, on Zoe Korma. She's got three now. That's going to put Soraya Boyd at the free throw line with two shots. First time she's been there tonight. Streaks 10 for 12 from the line in the first half. 40-26, Streaks lead 4:23 to play here in the third quarter. First shot is up and short. Soraya, 5'8", senior at the line. Second one is away, short, and the rebound, Kiera Kilgore with the offensive glass. Kiera on the dribble in the paint, little runner splits the defenders, up off the glass, too strong. Jennifer Schwartzman with the rebound, gets knocked to the floor. They pull the ball away, and that, oh, come on, really? After all that contact on the rebound that Juniper brought down, you're going to call a reach on Soraya. That will be her first foul, third team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. So Juniper had that rebound, kind of got mugged on it. But we go the other way, 40-26 is the Streaks' lead, 4:06 to play here in the third quarter. Matthews on the dribble, working against Lily Clark, gets inside the free throw line, left wing, goes to Powell. Powell brings it back out, top of the key, bounces right side for Covert. Covert drives right baseline, cut off by Soraya Boyd, back out to Matthews. Matthews working against Lily Clark, now to Korma between the circles, working against Capri Ferguson. Dribbles left elbow down the left side of the lane. Now kicks out to Lamb, airballs a shot. Covert there for the weak side rebound, and it's taken. Oh, are they going to call Lily for the foul? The ball went right into Lily Clark's hands, and by the time he blew the whistle, it was going to be a foul. It would have had to be on Covert that had to hold a Lily's arm, but they say Lily fouled her. Wow, don't like that one. No, my goodness. Late call, and I don't think there was contact anyway. Now Lamb, three-pointer. Now there we go, over the back on Matthews. A nice block out by Lily Clark. That's three on Emily Matthews. Maybe a little makeup on that, I'm not sure. So that's her third. Second team foul on Pekin here in the second half. 3:33 to play, third quarter, 40-26 Streaks. Left corner, it is Soraya Boyd. Juniper Schwartzman out to Capri Ferguson, top of the key. Now a three, Kiera Kilgore left side, comes up short, and the ball is going to fall out of bounds. Lily tried to make chase for it, couldn't get to it. I thought maybe that shot had somebody gotten a piece of it, but they say no. Streaks will drop back, pick up in midcourt, 3:15 to play here in the third quarter, leading 40-26. Coach McGinnis going to keep Matthews in with three fouls. She sat a pretty good part of the second quarter after getting her second. Now Lamb drives in, little runner is up and good. Allie Lamb, she's got nine, make it 40-28. Now Lily down to Soraya, kicks back out to Juniper. Now Capri dribbles, gets bumped at the left elbow, back to Juniper. Now Lily Clark, Capri Ferguson out between the circles. Capri dribbles left, now picks up, bounces for Kiera, top of the key. Dribbles right, gets picked from Soraya, pulls up with a 15-footer, in and out, no good. Oh, had it all the way down and popped back out. Korma with a rebound for Pekin. Streaks going a little bit cold here in the middle part of the third quarter. And, oh, my gosh, now Capri's going to get a call. Getting a little bit one-sided here. Capri picks up her third foul now, and that's going to get Antonia Kistler back up off the bench. 2:27 to play in the third. Korma back to the free throw line with two shots. 40-28 is the Streaks' lead. Now 40-29 as she bounces that one through. So Antonia Kistler checks in, Addie McLaughlin, as Capri and Soraya will get a break. So Jennifer Schwartzman, Kiera Kilgore, Lily Clark, Addie McLaughlin, and Antonia Kistler in for the streak. Second shot for Korma is up, no good. Rebound, Jennifer Schwartzman. Five in the game. Down on the right block it goes to Antonia Kistler, lays it up, missed. The rebound tapped away. And Pekin comes away with it. Korma. Left baseline to Lamb. Now Korma left wing. 2:09 to play. Back to Lamb left wing. Penetrates. Kicks top of the key to Powell. She'll fire the three. Short. Rebound Addie McLaughlin for the Streaks. Right wing. Lily Clark with it. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Now Addie between the circles. Antonia Kistler out between the circles with it. Dribbles right. Picks up. Gives to Juniper Schwartzman out high right side. puts on the floor now. Addie McLaughlin, left wing. She'll fire the three. Short. Rebound comes long to Covert, or rather that's Powell for Pekin. 1:35 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 40-29 lead. This is Korma. Left wing goes to Matthews. Matthews bounces for Powell. A very small Streaks cheering section here. A few of the high school boys here. This is Korma. Drives left side. Nice defense by the Streaks. Kicks left baseline to Powell. Puts a 10-footer up and in. She's got five and make it 40-31. They've cut it to single digits. Nine is the lead now with 106 to play in the quarter. Streaks has just gone cold here from about mid-third quarter on. Juniper Schwartzman to Kiera. Posted up left side, left hand up and in. No foul call. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. I don't know how he didn't call that. She's got 21 and an offensive rebound there. And make it 42-31 back to a double-digit lead for the Streaks with 45 seconds to play in the third. Matthews, a long three, left wing, bounces off, no good, rebound tapped out, and coming away with it is Antonia Kistler. Now Addie McLaughlin with it across midcourt in the center circle with 30 seconds to play. Addie dribbles left. Oh, now we're going to have a moving screen called on Antonia Kistler. That is her second foul. You know, there's a fine line you can turn, you know, you set the pick and you turn, like on a pick and roll, but you can't, you know, slide and move with it, though. So that would be a turnover for the Streaks, just their second and a half, sixth of the ball game. 42-31, 25 seconds to play. This is Matthews out far on the left side working against Soraya Boyd. Picks up, gives to Sitter, now left wing Korma with 18 to play. Top of the key, Matthews with 15. Brings it back out near midcourt with 13. Matthews on the dribble now with 10. Bounces for Sitter, left wing with 8. Sitter fakes, goes to the left elbow, now gets the pay, kicks out to Matthews, top of the key. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Alexis Edgerson just before the buzzer. And we have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 42, the Pekin Dragons 31. Come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
The Galesburg boys basketball team has one more non-conference game before holiday tournament play begins when Danville comes to town tomorrow. I'm Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, and I will have Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night at 6:10 on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They outscored Pekin 11-10 in that third quarter. Nice dish from Kiera Kilgore. Drew the defender, dumped it off to Juniper Schwartzman. She lays it up and in for her first basket, and it's a 44-31 lead for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Matthews on the dribble. Out high left side, it goes to Korma. 44-31 Streaks. Korma down the left side lane, splits the defenders, lays it up and in. And, oh, my goodness. There's an official right on top of the play, and the official on the near side of the floor, who was blocked by about six players, called a foul on who? Alexis Edgerson. Wow. Okay. That's her first, and that puts Korma at the free throw line, and she converts a three-point play as she made the basket. Interesting. 44-34, 10-point Streaks lead. Alexis Edgerson in the right corner has it knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks on the baseline. Knocked away by Kreitzer. And Kiera Kilgore to inbound from far out on the right baseline. 7:21 to play in the ballgame, and it comes to Juniper Schwartzman back to Kiera down on the right block, left hand up and in, missed it, and the rebound comes away to Korma. Korma on the run, brings it across midcourt right side, 7-11 to play. Stops on the wing, picks up, looks for help, gets out high to Matthews. Matthews bounces for Korma. Yep, now a push is going to be called on Capri, and I don't know, Coach Massey didn't like that. That's going to be the fourth on Capri Ferguson, and the pass was off the mark, and there may have been some contact, I don't know, but that's four on Capri Ferguson. So that gets Addie McLaughlin up off the bench with 7:03 to play. And that's, wow, that's already 18 fouls on the streaks, two the other way. So chance of the one and bonus for Korma. This will be the fourth time she's been here in the second half. Misses the shot. Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound. Alexis Edgerson, right wing, swing it over to Kiara Kilgore on the left wing. Kiara penetrates, spins toward the baseline, left side, leans in up off the glass, took some contact, late whistle, but they finally are going to get her to the free throw line. Foul's going to go against Sitter. I believe that's her second foul. Oh, that's her third now. Sarah Sitter with three. That puts Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line with two shots. 6:49 to play in the ball game. First shot is up and good. Put a little rim on that one. I don't think she's hit the rim on any of the rest of them so far tonight. Got a little bit on that one, but it went in. That's all that matters. Second one is up and got some ramming. Good as well. Full court pressure. 46-34 streaks lead, 6:44 to play. Left baseline, three-pointer no good by Sitter. Rebound taken by Kiara. Kiara on the dribble. Down the right side of the lane, gets to Soraya, left elbow, and it gets knocked away from behind by Lamb, or rather Sitter. And Pekin comes up with it. Right wing, Sitter fires a three. Good. Sarah Sitter with her first basket, and that makes it 46-37. They're not out of it. They start hitting some threes. 6:15 to play, and Coach Massey wants a timeout, and it's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:15 to play in the ballgame. It's Galesburg 47, Pekin, or Galesburg 46, Pekin 37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Pekin, 6:15 to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Pekin Dragons 46-37. So they've once again cut it to a single-digit lead, and they can heat up and hit some threes. That one young lady hit 9 in a game. They hit 20 as a team in a game. Streaks with the basketball. Kiara to inbound, and it comes to Addie McLaughlin. Capri on the bench with her four fouls. Soraya Boyd in the left corner. Juniper Schwartzman out high left side, top of the key, Addie McLaughlin. Right wing to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Addie between the circles. Now Kiara Kilgore, left wing. As Juniper posted up, didn't get it into her. Now kicks back out to Addie. Now Kiara, top of the key. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Soraya, pulls it back out. Crosses over, down to the right baseline, pulls up a little 15-footer. Bounces off, no good. Rebound on the weak side, Alexis Edgerson. Keeps it alive. Addie McLaughlin with it now. And we got a whistle away from the ball. What's the call? He indicated charge. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what that call is. He tapped up on his right shoulder. The foul went against Emily Matthews. That's her fourth foul. I'm not sure. Initially, the indication, the hand went behind his head. So I'm not even sure what that call was. Now a technical foul is called on the Pekin bench, I'm assuming on Coach McGinnis, and so that will put, I'm assuming, Kiara at the free throw line for the technical with 5:39 to play. I don't know how good a move that is when you're only down by 9 with 5 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the ball game. So Kiara's going to go to the free throw line with two shots for the technical and can give the Streaks a 10-point lead, and does. Kiara with 23 points so far on the night, 47-37. And misses the second. That's her first miss from the line tonight. Pretty impressive. All right, 47-37. The Streaks will have the basketball. Kiara inbound from near midcourt, far sideline. And it comes in the backcourt to Addie McLaughlin. Out high left side. Juniper, now right wing, it goes to Addie McLaughlin. Backdoor pass to Soraya Boyd. Left hand up and in from Addie McLaughlin. Soraya with the basket. Addie McLaughlin with the assist. Now a whistle and a push is going to be called. This was official, again, way out of position. Soraya gets called for a push, and that is her. Let's see, second foul. That puts Corwood back at the free throw line. She's kind of lived there here in the second half. Misses it, and Juniper Schwarzman with the rebound. Now they're going to kind of a makeup here. A push is going to be called on the rebound on the block out, and this is going to go against, Covert. I believe that's her third foul. And now the 16th foul on Pekin. 5:15 to play. Streaks lead 49-37. Addie McLaughlin down the left side. Leans in with the left hand. Puts it up. No good. She got through the defenders. Took some contact. Covert with the rebound for the Dragons. Now Corwa with it. Right wing. Sitter fires the three. Short on that one. Right on target. And going after. Oh, my goodness. They just gave the ball to Pekin. Covert went to the floor after the loose ball and knocked it out of bounds. I mean, obviously, I can see it from where I'm at, right in front of the official, and he gives it back to Pekin. She dove after it and knocked it out of bounds. All right. This is Covert out high on the left side with it for Pekin. Top of the key, it goes to Matthews. 4:49 to play. Sitter. I mean, the good news for the Streaks is Pekin very, very slow and deliberate with the offense, even if they are hitting threes. Corwell with it, top of the key. 4:39 to play. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Turns, spins, up off the glass. No good defense by Alexis Edgerson. Soraya Boyd with a rebound. Now the Streaks turn it over. I'm not sure what happened there as a Corwell goes in. Now she's fouled by Soraya Boyd. Addie McLaughlin, I don't know what. She chased it down the left corner. Was out of bounds. Had to kind of throw it in. And Corwell came up with the steal. And now she's going to go to the free throw line. That is the third foul on Soraya. So Corwell back at the free throw line again. Another chance at a two-shot foul. First one is up and good. She's got 12 points. Eight of those here in the second half. 49-38, Streaks with a lead, 4:28 to play in the ball game. Capri Ferguson back in. Second shot for Corwa, up and good. Back to a 10-point lead, 49-39, 4:24 to play. Juniper Schwartzman, left wing, it goes to Capri Ferguson. Now Kiara Kilgore, top of the key. Turns, faces up, pulls it back out. Now down the right side lane, around the defender, up and, oh, too strong on it. Missed it, Covert with a rebound. Nice move by Kiara, couldn't quite get it to fall. 4:05 to play. Corwa, top of the key, Matthews. Matthews dribbles right. Now she splits the defender, scoops the shot up, no good. Kiara with a rebound for the Streaks. That's five in the ballgame for her. Kiara on the dribble across midcourt, right side. Now pulls it back out between the circles, gives to Soraya Boyd, right wing. Capri Ferguson with 3:47 to play. Capri. Alexis Edgerson fires a three out high right side. Rolls off, no good. And the ball is going to go off of Covert last. She thought that Juniper hit it. She might not be wrong, but we'll take it. Kiara will inbound from the left baseline. 3:39 to play, 49-39 Streaks. Inbound comes to Juniper Schwartzman. Now Capri Ferguson into Kiara. Post it up, left side, up off the glass and in. Kiara with another fourth assist for Capri Ferguson. 3:28 to play, 51-39 Streaks. Matthews with it. 26 for Kiara. Corwa, right wing. Did he get a five call? Apparently not. Now Matthews out between the circles. They had Cora trapped up and now kicked by Kiara has knocked the pass away, and it'll go back to the Dragons on the far sideline. 3:10 to play, 51-39 is the Streaks lead. Cora in the backcourt gets it across to Matthews out high on the left side. Matthews picks up her dribble, bounces in the left corner for Sitter. Now down the block, Kessler, and she traveled with it. This is the fourth turnover of the second half for Pekin. That's 11 for the game with 2:58 to play. Streaks leading 51-39. Juniper Schwartzman out between the circles. Gives to Soraya Boyd, right wing. Capri Ferguson, backdoor pass to Soraya, left side, lays it up and in. Nice play by the Streaks. Great pass from Capri to Soraya. She lays it up and in. 53-39. Matthews picks up, looks for help. Now bounces underneath, found Sitter wide open but missed the shot, and the rebound went off the hand of Capri Ferguson, and Matthews comes up with it. Now Sitter fires a three from the right wing. Good. Her second of the ball game. She's got six, and now a 30-second timeout called by Brett McGinnis. Streak lead 53-42, 2:24 to play in the ball game. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. They provide our transportation to all Galesburg Silver Streak road games and giving us something out of the rental fleet. Yes, they do have a full rental fleet available for you if you need something. Maybe your car's not quite reliable enough to take a trip you want to take, or you need something maybe a little bigger. Well, they've got it. They've got, you know, if you need it smaller, they've got economy. They've got a compact SUV, intermediate SUV, full-size, premium SUV, the large SUV. They've got what you need, even a truck if you'd like to have that as a rental. If you got somebody in town for the holidays needs a rental vehicle, talk to them at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, of course, home of the lifetime warranty, that powertrain warranty. It's good for the lifetime of your vehicle. 53-42 streaks, 2:22 to play in the ballgame. Soraya Boyd, left side, dribbles down, her pass knocked away, but Alexis Edgerton comes up with it, and she gets fouled. And that is going to be the 17th foul. That'll put Alexis at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. The foul went against Covert, and that is her fourth foul. So a chance of the one and bonus for Alexis Edgerton. She hit 2 of 4 in the first half. She has 7 for the game, including a three-pointer. So Alexis Edgerton, 5'4 junior at the free throw line. First one is up and good. 8 for the game. Make it 54-42 streaks. Pekin trying to hang on via the three ball, but the good news for the streaks, they take so long offensively that it's tough for them to get a hurry-up shot. Second shot missed, and Soraya and Kiara going after it, and Soraya tried to save it, went off of Kiara's leg, so Pekin will bring it back the other way. 2:13 to play, streaks with a 12-point lead, 54-42. Corwa, Matthews out high right side, fires a three, no good, rebound taken away by Capri. Capri Ferguson on the run with it. Now it's Kiara out high left side. Top of the key gets to Soraya Boyd. Right wing bounces for Capri Ferguson. Capri on the dribble, brings it back out high, gives to Juniper Schwartzman. Left wing, Alexis Edgerton. 1:46 to play. Soraya Boyd now. Right wing to Kiara. Kiara Kilgore has it tapped away by Covert, gets it back. Dribbles left, gives to Juniper with 1:37 to play. Now Capri, left wing, brings it back out high and gets pushed. And there's no push, it got to be a travel. They didn't call either. Capri's got it back now. It's picked from Soraya. Now, stolen away by Lamb, lays it up and in. And Coach Massey's saying, where's the foul? Because Capri turned, and Lamb pretty much ran into her and took the ball away. Who called the 30-second timeout? It's a full timeout called by Pekin. We'll take one as well. 1:21 to play. It is Galesburg 54, Pekin 44. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Community Treasures, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Tune in for Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
1:21 to play in the ballgame. Streaks will bring us a length of the court, leading 54-42. Tom Meredith from Dowdy Hawkins Gym at Pekin High School. Final non-conference game, game before the holidays, as Kiara gets pushed by Matthews, and she's going to foul out of the ball game. Tried to force her to go out of bounds right in front of the bench, and she didn't like the call, but yeah, she was like bodied up on Kiara and forced her to step out of bounds, and Matthews fouls out of the ball game with 6 points on 2 three-pointers early in the ball game. So Kiara Kilgore back to the free throw line, has only missed one, and this time it'll be a chance of the one and bonus. Kiara with 26 points on the night, first one is up and good. She'll get the bonus. On the verge of a 30-point night here for Kiara Kilgore, the junior. Second shot is away, and that one is perfect. 28 for Kiera with 1:17 to play, back to a 12-point lead, 56-44. This is Corwa. Right wing setter fires a three. Good. She got another one. That's her third. All three in the fourth quarter here. Make it 56-47. Now 9-point lead. And that should be an intentional foul. Setter just, Lamb just reached out and pushed. Kiera was past her, and she just reached out and pushed her to commit the foul. That should be an intentional foul. I don't know how in the world you did. And that's what Coach Massey's saying. How is it not? I mean, she was not going for the ball at all. Wow. Well, Kiera back to the free throw line. Won a bonus again, as that's the ninth team foul. First one is up. Missed it. Rebound kept alive by Soraya, but Corwa comes away with it for Pekin. Corwa on the dribble, left side. Kicks out to Powell for three out high, right side. Missed it. Rebound Soraya Boyd, and gets tied up, and it's stolen away. Now Powell in the paint. Little runner. Five-footer is up and good. That was unfortunate. Soraya had the rebound, and it was just taken away from her. So the Shrieks turned it over for the sixth time of the half. Now a foul, and this is going to go against Powell this time. And now this will be a two-shot foul, which will put Alexis Edgerson at the free throw line, because that's 10 team fouls. And that's Coach Massey still talking about the other one, that not going for the ball. How is it not an intentional foul? So the foul goes against Powell. That's her first, and Alexis Edgerson at the free throw line with two shots. She's got eight in the game, now make it nine. Four points from the free throw line. 8-point, or back to a 8-point lead now. And now a 9-point lead, 58-49, as Alexis Edgerson hits both. 36 seconds to play. Corwa, top of the key, down the right side lane, kicks out to Setter, fires another three and missed that one. Rebound Alexis Edgerson. They went over her back. Now the ball's going to fall out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Pekin. Capri blocked Setter off from getting the ball because they'd gone over Alexis Edgerson's back and knocked it out of bounds, and the official gives it back to Pekin. 27.3 to play. It was a great block out, and that's the only way they could have gotten the ball, was going over her back. Now Corwa down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Covert. Now Powell fires a three out high right side, rolls in and out, no good, and the rebound Kiera Kilgore, and now a touch foul. Who's they're going to call? Who is this? Lamb, no, Sitter for it. And we'll walk back the other way with 15.1 to play. And Kiera Kilgore will go to the free throw line with two shots. A chance for her 29th and 30th points with 15.1 to play. 58-49, the Streaks lead. First shot for Kiera is up and good. 29 on the night. Second shot is away, and there's number 30. Kiera Kilgore, 30 points tonight for the Streaks. 13 to play, 60-49 is the Streaks' lead. Right wing, it's Setter. Penetrates with right elbow, kicks out. Left wing now goes to Kreister. Now Coral with it. She'll fire a long three, missed it. Rebound to Kiera Kilgore. And time runs out. Final score, Galesburg 60, Pekin 49. Good win for the Streaks here tonight. They come away with their 12th win of the season, move to 12-3. Pekin drops to 6-8 on the year. Streaks win it 60-49. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game final stats, name our day's auto by Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks win it 60-49. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL. If you or someone you know is experiencing food scarcity, the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry can help. Their weekly food distribution for individuals and families in need happens every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Calling ahead is not required, but will expedite the process, and curbside service is available. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by WGIL. The winning continues tomorrow morning. WGIL's Pick a Present. It's a chance to win a hardwood Illini rocking chair, a gas string trimmer, a job site speaker, and more. Check out the game board at WGIL.com and then listen for your chance to call in and play weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL. The winning continues tomorrow morning with Pick a Present. From Galesburg Car Care, Berkey's Farm Store, Royal Cleaning, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for health care that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Seminary States in Galesburg, reminding you this could be the best time to consider selling your home and moving to a more worry-free lifestyle at the estates. A winter storm watch is in effect from 6 a.m. Thursday till 6 a.m. Saturday. As for the rest of the night, mostly cloudy, a low of 14. Cloudy tomorrow, high of 29. And for tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of snow overnight, a low of 28. Right now, it's 17 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks winning here tonight over Speaking Dragons. 60-49 was the final score. Our postgame coach's interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. The right choice for your next project is coaches. Making his way up here, he had to search for me probably. Streaks with a win here tonight after a bit of a slow start here, Coach. First off, congratulations on the win. It was tough early on. They are so deliberate with their offense, and they just play at such a slow pace that it is almost, I'm guessing, probably even driving your girls crazy. But then about midway through that second quarter, full court press, and the pace started to pick up and kind of took them out of their game.
Yeah. Watching tape, they're like one game they look solid and under control, and the next game they just struggle with any kind of pressure at all and makes it tough. So we got them in for them at home, and I think they were comfortable. And early I thought we had trouble because they oftentimes putting five out on the perimeter, and we had trouble with our matchups and with the kids not finding them or not really recognize the scouting of that this person is a driver and a shooter. And then offensively, in that first quarter, we just, I think we missed three layups that were really unguarded and made it a tough thing for it. So you're up here with all your friends.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, they gave it to
you. Pay extra to get this full.
Apparently, and even a back on my seat up here too at the top.
It's interesting. We've played here I'm trying to think. In 95, we lost a super here to Normal Community with it. And then I think our last game here was, I don't know who the sectional would have been. We beat Morton by like 30 here. But it was interesting for me, the locker room we were in is the locker room that had my first year as an assistant sophomore coach was in there. And I remember that game distinctly, that first game of the year, and we go in, we're up 30-25, and I'm an assistant coach, and I'm thinking, well, this is really good. And the coach I was with just tore into them, and I thought to myself, boy, what have I gotten into
maybe
here?
Not so good, huh? Yeah. Well, a good win here tonight. And, you know, I think obviously you got them out of their comfort zone. You had to speed them up. And, you know, when they shoot as many threes as they do, you feel like you're still in the game. There was a couple times they cut it, I think, to 10 and I think 9 or 8 at some point late in the ball game. But I guess a good thing for us, again, they're so deliberate on their offense that they take so much time each possession trying to find that open look. And, yeah, they did hit a few in the fourth quarter, but still you guys were able to come down and great from the line tonight, which was a huge factor.
It was. I don't know. I mean, I thought offensively we began to find, you know, ways to kind of get it inside, and we drew lots of fouls. I think for them to defend us the way they had to defend us was they had to foul, and the price was then we shot a ton of free throws. I think half our points came from the line.
Yeah. It was a good night tonight all around, and a good win heading into the holidays. And so we'll come back next, actually a week from today, with two games down at Mattoon. What you open up, I think, what was Sullivan, I believe, in the first round down there?
Yeah, Sullivan, a little below 500. Then our second game that day is against Champaign Central. That's last I saw was 8-8. And mm-hmm. Similar to Pekin, we'll have our hands full. And then
St. Anthony.
Then the next day, St. Anthony, and I think they're 13-1.
Yeah. Okay.
And then on the other side of the pool is Muhammad Seymour that has – they're minus a guard or two from last year, but they're the team that beat us down there. And then Altamont has everybody back from a year ago. I think we beat them by 5, and they've got a girl that I think is scoring 30 points a game. So – there'll be challenges for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. You guys have a wonderful Christmas. We'll see you next week.
I just hope I can find my way back down there.
All the steps going on, I don't think I've hit so many different flights of stairs, just even outside getting into the school and then getting up to the gym and then getting up here and then all the way up the bleachers too. So
yeah, it's a beautiful facility.
It is,
but
it really
I don't
is.
Think the balcony, I don't think a lot of this is OSHA approved anymore.
Yeah, I'm guessing not.
Someone my age where there's no handrails and you're going up all this way.
All right. Well, Coach, again, thanks so much. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win it here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 60, Pekin 49. We'll come back and run down some postgame stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks are now 12-3 on the season. Pekin drops to 6-8. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Silvera Healthcare in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. First off, scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kiara Kilgore with 30 points on the night. Six twos, a three, and 15 for 17 from the free throw line. She made her first, let's see, 8, 9, 10. I think she made her first 11 free throws before she had a miss. Pretty impressive. Actually, you know what? I might be wrong here. She had two misses. Yep, 15 for 17. But, yeah, I think the first 11 before she had a miss. 10 points for Alexis Ederson on a 2, a 3, and 5 for 8 from the free throw line. 10 points for Soraya Boyd. 5 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line. Nobody else had more than 2 points. A basket for Capri Ferguson. A basket for Antonia Kistler. A basket for Juniper Schwartzman. A basket for Addie McLaughlin. A basket for Lily Clark. Streaks with the 2 threes. 20 for 25 from the free throw line for the Streaks. Pekin led by Zoe Korma. She had 13 points, 5 of 9 from the free throw line, 4 baskets, 11 points for Allie Lamb. She had 5 baskets, 1 for 1 from the line, 9 points for Sierra Sitter, 3 three-pointers all in the fourth quarter, 7 points for Lydia Powell, a 3 and a couple of 2s, 6 points for Emily Matthews on 2 three-pointers early in the ball game. They had 9 threes on the game, 9 for 12 from the free throw line. Let's see, turnover-wise, the Streaks ended up with 10 in the ball game, which is not a pretty respectable number. And 11 I had a peeking for. May have been more than I may have missed one somewhere along the way. Some other individual stats for the Streaks. Kiara Kilgore, another double-double, 30 points, 10 rebounds. Excuse me, no, I'm sorry. She had 7 rebounds, 7 for Kiara. Let's see, 4 assists and a steal. Capri Ferguson with a rebound, 5 assists and a steal. Alexis Ederson, 2 rebounds, an assist, and a block. 4 rebounds for Antonia Kistler. Soraya Boyd with 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a couple of steals. Juniper Schwartzman with 6 rebounds and a steal. Addie McLaughlin with a rebound and an assist for the Streaks. Galesburg wins it here tonight, 60-49, the final score. Come back, and our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Beat the Pekin Dragons at Dowdy Hawkins Gym here at Pekin High School. Final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. As we mentioned and in talking with Coach Massey, kind of a slow start for the Streaks. Pekin very deliberate on their offense, hitting some threes early on, and the Streaks finally able to speed them up. Got some steals, forced some turnovers on the full court pressure, and got to the free throw line, especially in that second quarter. And this young lady just kind of put us on her backs, and especially from the free throw line. She hit 8 for 8 in that second quarter, had a three-pointer and a couple of twos in the second quarter. 15 of her 17 first-half points were in that second quarter, ended up with 30 for the game. Kiara Kilgore, just a really another outstanding performance all around. 30 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal tonight. Kiara Kilgore, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, again, tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys will play host to the Danville Vikings. That will be at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you. Again, it's an earlier start, a 6:30 scheduled tip, so that'll be 6:10 pregame with Brad and Jason tomorrow night here on WGIL. And then next week, both teams will be at their respective holiday tournaments. The girls down at Mattoon, again, their first game will be at 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. They'll turn around again and play at 4:30. The boys will be down at Taylorville, and we'll have that schedule for you as well. So boys and girls, both next week. So thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Christmas if we don't have you along with us until our next action coming up on Tuesday afternoon. Thanks to Clark Burnett keeping us on the air back at the studio. Streaks win it here 60-49. Tom Erta saying goodnight from Pekin.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.